I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back in the studio here on a Thursday, a little bit after 1 o'clock. You know, sometimes we're a little late, but that's okay. And we have an awesome guest here in the studio. It's Erin Gantz from the Greater Reading Chamber Alliance. She's a senior director of economic development, and I am looking forward to talking to her. She was going to come in last week, and there was a little bit of a sickness that ran through the house, and but she's back. She's healthy. She looks good. Everything is good, right?
Yep, all good.
Thanks for being here, Erin. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to chatting.
Yes, this is awesome. So the reason I brought you in, you're probably like, yeah, what is the reason you brought me in? The reason I brought you in is because I wanted to talk about, on a chamber level, what's going on with the housing shortage and talk to you about that. Because I know that everybody in the county is very aware that we have a housing shortage. In fact, it's a nationwide thing. And I'm sure you guys probably talk about this on a national level,
right,
with the chambers, I would think, right?
Yep.
So tell me what you guys know about it on a chamber level, and what you guys are thinking about and what you're doing to help kind of help out or to just be aware of it.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk a little bit about, like, high level, what our area of focus is in terms of economic development and the attraction and retention and growth of business in Berks County. And really what's happened is workforce development and economic development have become very much intertwined and interconnected. And that's really evolved into talent attraction and retention, because as businesses are looking to grow and expand, they need people.
Yeah. Very important.
Yes.
And we don't have all robots yet. So we're not quite there at that level. Thank goodness.
And people need somewhere to live.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the interconnectivity there. And so we have established a talent attraction retention platform called Meet Greater Reading to showcase, you know, kind of what's next and best in our community, both from a business perspective and living, working, playing, and learning here in Berks County. But as we've been doing that, you know, housing has continued to really tighten.
Yeah.
And we've seen that, like you said, nationally and locally. So I've been really pleased to be part of the county's economic development strategy planning on their advisory committee. And that's getting ready to be released to the public,
awesome,
I believe, at the end of this month or early July. And housing is identified as a priority.
Yeah.
It's not so much has been talked about around affordable housing, workforce housing that it's, you know, kind of called now, but there's also, because people can't, there's also like that higher end housing shortage. Yeah,
it's all
well.
Levels.
Yes.
It's really all
it
levels.
Truly is.
I mean, this is not a class warfare situation. This is basically, it starts all the way at the bottom of our housing and all the way to the top. It's just a shortage.
Absolutely.
And we were talking before we went live about even rentals. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we just never thought of it. The fact that right now realtors are so pro rental. I mean, we used to just be pro ownership.
Yeah.
We're pro rental too. Mm-hmm. And it's only because we realize this is an issue for all housing, you know? So, I think, and when did you realize that this was starting to become an issue? Were the businesses coming to you and saying, hey, you know what? We would hire another 20 more people, but they have nowhere to go, or we're having a hard time getting people in from other areas.
Yeah. I think this was identified, you know, pre-pandemic, pre-2020, it was a challenge, especially if we had kind of mid-management, upper management folks looking for housing and they couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to say trickle down, but there's a trickle down effect. It's not just, like I said, that higher end housing.
Yeah.
And so we were hearing it, but it really became like a loud screech.
Oh yeah. All of a sudden it's like, boom, it's here. And we were just talking about that too. It's like, you know, problems actually happen slowly, but then they happen quickly.
Yeah.
And it was something I just read recently in a book and I thought that was kind of funny. It's a weird phrase, but it's so true. A lot of times we kind of see it coming. It's in the background and you're like, that's never going to become a problem. And then all of a sudden it's there. It's right in front of your face. And it's kind of what happened to realtors. I mean, we see it coming or saw it coming in real time.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I track, you know, how many houses on the market, I didn't always do that.
Sure.
I only did it because it became an issue.
Yeah.
You know, then you're like, okay, now my attention is on this. Mm-hmm. And I spread the word on Facebook and everywhere else. But so what, who all is involved in make in knowing that this is an issue, and what can we do? What are there any ideas yet?
Well, I think there's been a couple of different challenges identified and opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so certainly starting perhaps from a policy perspective,
sure.
And because of the way Pennsylvania's, the municipal governments work, also mm-hmm. working with municipalities to consider zoning and planning changes mm-hmm. to allow for additional housing. And I think we've always had this maybe challenge where the school districts aren't super interested in new housing because that means perhaps more students
sure.
in the school district. And I think we're all parties are coming to terms
that
to terms. With
yeah. That we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just like down in Florida, you know, and different, a lot of different places. I think sometimes we lack some growth planning. I think sometimes we use land sometimes in a way that maybe you could get more out of it than just one house per acre
right.
or one house per 2 acres. And right. I know everybody wants to have their slice of the pie, and there's definitely reasons that people want to be on larger pieces of land.
Sure.
But the land, I think, sometimes can be used a little bit smarter.
Right. And have some denser housing
Absolutely.
Opportunities.
Mixed
available.
Use also.
Yes.
We talk
yep.
about that a lot. You know, there's a lot of areas here in Wyomissing that maybe some of those townhouse communities, if it was thought about, you know, obviously hindsight 2020, that you could have put, I don't think it is. We'll just forget about that. You could have put, businesses on the bottom,
right.
housing on top,
right.
you know, bar on bottom, housing on top,
yep.
restaurants. And I think it's growing up instead of just out.
Yes. And I think we, over the last decade, have seen that's the trend where
yes.
successful redevelopment
yep.
Projects are those mixed use
yeah.
Models. And you can speak to this a little bit more, but I think what people are looking for has also changed
oh
and evolved.
Gosh, yes.
And that could have been happening before the pandemic, but perhaps the pandemic push that even further.
Yeah.
And so how do you as a community continue to meet those
yeah.
those changing needs
yeah.
and demands? I think that's also important to take into consideration. So lots of people are talking about this, have
Good.
Identified it as
that's
an
what
issue.
It takes, yes.
And I think the other thing is Berks County, I think we can all appreciate the beauty of our community.
Yeah.
The rolling hills, you look around and there's like a lot
yeah.
of land.
Absolutely.
But we also have the highest percentage of preserved ag land.
I talk
in
about
the state.
This a lot.
yeah. So I think it's
Which
also
is good,
it's
but
reconciling that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Preservation of character and mm-hmm. a very important industry that literally feeds
yep.
feeds us. But also looking towards growth in the future and what does that look like? So although there might be land mm-hmm. out there, it's not necessarily houses cannot be
yeah.
built there.
And I, it's funny that you bring that up. I just thought of this now. I was involved in new construction with Greth Homes back in anywhere from 1998 on up to 2005 when the thing just went mm-hmm. crazy. And that's when the preservation was happening. Mm-hmm. And what happened is I think it was a knee-jerk reaction that there were a lot of people on a state level and also a Berks County level that were in conservation saying, oh my gosh, we're not going to have anything left. We're all the farmland's going away. And, you know, and I was a pilot back then and I used mm-hmm. to get around and fly around the county. I'd be like, no, we have plenty of land. Like it's just the land, the roads are where you see things. Mm-hmm. But when you're up in a plane and you look around, we have a lot of land. And I think there could be a lot of smart growth with that land.
Right.
And I don't know what it takes to release some of that back from conserving it. That's probably going to be an interesting discussion because there's people that feel very strongly on both sides.
But I think that, like anything, there's a balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Needs to be struck there.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, that's always the white elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. And I think it's something that we're going to have to address unless we want to say no more people that people can't have children anymore. If we just say no more children across the board, then we can stick with what we have and we'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
That's probably not going to
yeah,
happen,
yeah.
especially during COVID. A lot of children during COVID,
yes.
a lot of time on our hands. yes. Yeah, so, yeah, what'd you say?
I did too.
You did? Good for you, buddy. Good for you. He was busy. Yeah, so let's go back. What about taking old and making it new, like in the city of Reading? Is there any talk about taking certain blocks and taking some of these buildings that are definitely showing their age and could be revitalized?
Well, and I think what we were just talking about briefly, that mixed use.
Yeah, the mixed use. Yeah,
and that's definitely makes sense for urban areas such mm-hmm. as the city, West Reading, Wyomissing, these older, where there is no more land to build on. It's just redeveloping, building up, whatever that looks like, that reuse. And I do think that there's a lot of opportunity in the city of Reading, and the city knows that as well.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Albright College Center for Excellence in Local Government is hosting a housing forum.
Yes, I was invited to that, and I'm not able to make it, but I was invited to that. And I think that's great. I think it's a great something that's really good. And I think people should attend. And I think once again, we're getting together. We realize there's an issue, and this issue is not going to go away.
Right.
It's not. I mean, you know, as the county grows, it's going to get, and I think Lancaster's having the same problem, right? I mean, I don't know if it's quite the level we are. Are we one of the worst, you think, out of Pennsylvania?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
I mean, I don't want to be noted as the worst. We don't ever want that title, but
we've had, I think we've lagged in housing starts compared to the communities around us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's over the last 10 years. That's absolutely.
A lot of our builders went out of business.
That
was another big problem. I mean, I know because I was in that business and, you know, there are a lot of them are gun shy. I mean, a lot of people lost their livelihoods during that downturn. And I know several builders myself that went, you know, went belly up or lost everything and went back to the bank. And that takes a lot to get back into something again, you know?
Absolutely. And so one of the things we've talked about kind of amongst the partners who are have all identified housing as an issue. So you start with, you know, high level policy, what can be done on that front. And then I think it's really important to have a conversation with those builders and say what can be done, what's stopping you, and then try to address those things that they identify kind of head on. So we've discussed in 2023, which feels far away, but it's like 6 months away, having kind of like a housing summit of sorts.
That's a great idea.
With the private sector.
Yeah, that's great.
To have those really
get realtors, get builders, get developers. Mm-hmm. We need developers actually more so than anything. The builders you can find because they'll come in from outside the area if need be. I always like to see local, of course. But the development part is the delayed gratification part.
Right.
It's the expensive part. And there's a lot of risk.
Yeah.
A lot of risk involved because you could spend 2 years, just because I'm on the planning commission, you know, you could spend 2 years working on a plan and they go, oh, guess what? There's no more sewer now. Right. When you started, we had sewer.
The capacity.
But the capacity for the sewer now is gone. Or there's no more EDUs. You have no more water capacity. So you spend 2 years, all these attorney's fees and all these engineering fees, and you get to that point and now you got a halt. And I know for a fact that one of them that happened like that. Mm-hmm. And it's nobody's fault. It just happened.
Right.
You know, but now you got to wait until the capacity comes back. So there's just so much that goes into it.
Right. Absolutely. And just thinking about, you know, on the economic development side of things, we always say that, you know, maybe the best incentive is time because time is money. And that's what you were just describing. And streamlining the permitting process, not in a way that would take away any of the steps, but things could be done in parallel. And not only would we, you know, see things come to fruition in a sooner way, but it might entice those developers that we
want. And that's what it takes.
Yeah.
It takes getting rid of either time, money, or risk factor.
Right.
You got to limit those three things in order for somebody to go, wow, this is a great investment. I want to do this. You know, because at the end of the day, they have to make a profit. They're not doing it just because they're nice and fun. They're doing it because they want to turn a profit, you know.
Exactly.
And so that's an interesting. I love the fact that everybody's aware.
Yes.
That really makes me happy. Is there anything else? You were talking about some other things. Did we cover mostly everything? We still have time. So if we didn't cover everything, I know you have graphs too. I don't know if you want to, if the graphs are going to come into play at any point. Oh, there's a graph. What's that?
So when we're marketing the community, you know, we use all these different data points, rankings, cost of living, the cost of living index you can see on your screen. And those are really important pieces that we then put together in a, you know, digestible way for when we're marketing the community, both to businesses and to people who want to live here, because we think we have a great story to tell about our community. And we know that the cost of living is lower here compared to our surrounding communities. And there is a pretty high percentage of people that commute out of Berks County for their jobs, but they live here.
That was more popular years ago.
Yeah.
We used to be called a bedroom community.
Really?
Absolutely. Back when I first got in real estate, we were known for living here and working somewhere else. And I'll tell you why. In Chester, Montgomery County, the property taxes were so much higher than in Berks County that people found that it was advantageous to drive 30 to 40 minutes to their job and save $4,000 or $5,000 a year in taxes and get a bigger house. Because really, when you're paying more taxes, all you're doing is taking away from your purchase ability on the size of the house.
Right.
So now you could have a bigger house, less taxes, and just travel.
Absolutely.
Travel down there. So that changed because our taxes pretty much came up to where everybody else's were. But we were considered more a bedroom community. And then the issue back then was, how do we get businesses to come here along with being the housing with it together? And we got that part now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're good on that. We just now we got to go the other way. We got to get houses back.
Well, and just like the residential market, the commercial and industrial market is really just as tight. So there's absolutely interest in our community for a lot of reasons. Again, the cost of business is lower. Our location is great to access all of these larger markets.
Well, I just saw on your graph, 100 million people within an overnight drive.
Right.
That is incredible.
It is.
That's a that's a quarter of our country.
Right.
Exactly. We can access a quarter of our country from right here in old Berks County with an overnight drive. And I always say that too. We got New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Wilmington, Pittsburgh. Yep. You know, you think about how close we are to the major, major cities. It's incredible.
Yeah, we really are almost like a keystone
county
within Pennsylvania. And so, so we have all this pent up demand and interest. And again, there's not a lot of options for commercial and industrial users right now. So it's happening on both sides of real estate. And it's challenging, but it's also interesting, the buildings that have kind of been our go-to, we're showcasing this, those are gone. Yeah. And now we're kind of in those older generation, not great, but can still get, now can demand a higher price per square foot. But I mean, very similar to what we're seeing with the housing market. So
it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the one thing too, before we end here, look what happened in West Reading. I mean, you know, in my lifetime, I never thought I would see a place to go to that you could park your car and literally hang out all night, go from restaurant and bar to bar, whatever. And everything's there.
Yeah.
And you've got, now those buildings are all filling up.
Yes.
I mean, all the old VF buildings, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're filling up and we have new stuff. We have B2, we have building 24. I'm just amazed. I think we've done a great job there. So I know we can do this.
Yes.
I know we have the ideas and the ability to do it. We just got to work on it.
And I think that redevelopment project is probably one of the best showcases in our community.
Yep.
At this time of an iconic VF campus, Knitting Mills campus, and really shows what's possible. And the Borough of Wyomissing did an outstanding job in facilitating that process and investments.
Because I remember everybody being depressed about VF, the outlets. It was like always depressing. Well, there's no buses coming anymore. There's none of this, none of that. Well, you know what? You can't resist change. Mm-hmm. We lost the outlets because there are outlets now everywhere and every city, every little place you can go, there's outlets.
Not factory outlets,
but they're outlets. That's right. Tanger, I guess, is the big one, around. And so when it's no longer something different, you gotta adapt.
Yep.
And now I think we have, and we have done a great job. I'm very proud of West Reading, and I'm proud of the county too. Yep. I love being here. So is there anything else you want to end with?
Meet Greater Reading.
Meet Greater Reading.
Get to know that brand. And it's meetgreaterreading.org, and we're on social media.
And that's how you guys market the county.
Yeah, that's a program of the Greater Reading Chamber Alliance.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Love it. Thanks for all the work you guys do. Thanks for everything. Thanks for coming in here.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes.
And I think she's going to be back for a repeat at some point. Okay. You're going to have to come back.
Absolutely.
So thanks so much, Aaron. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. There you go. The Chamber of Commerce. Oh, my gosh. That was great. Great information. Oh, man. And tomorrow there's a special edition show coming up. I have the president of Keller Williams that will be live streaming with me at noon. So hopefully you can check that out. That'll be tomorrow. All right. See ya. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.